Ese! Go fetch me a quart of sack. Put a toast in it. Have I lived to be carried in a basket like a barrow of butcher's offal and to be thrown in the Thames? Well, if I be served such another trick, I'll have my brains torn out and buttered and give them to a dog for a New Year's gift. The rogues slighted me into the river with as little remorse as they'd have drowned a blind bitch's puppy's 15 in the litter. And you may know by my size that I have a kind of alacrity in sinking. If the bottom were as deep as hell, I should down. I've been drowned, but the shore was shelvy and shallow. Death that I abhor, for the water swells a man. What a thing should I have been when I'd been swelled? I should have been a mountain of mummy.
Here's Mistress Quickly, sir, to speak with you.
Come, let me pour in some sack to the Thames water, for my belly's as cold as if I'd swallowed snowballs for pills to cool the rains. Call her in.
Come in, woman.
By your leave, I cry your mercy. Give your good worship good morrow.
Take away these chalices. Go brew me a bottle of sack, finally.
With eggs, sir?
Simple of itself. I'll no pullet sperm in my brewage. How now?
Harry, sir, come to your worship from Mistress Ford.
Mistress Ford? I have had Ford enough.
What?
I was thrown into the Ford. I have my belly full of Ford.
Alas, the day. Good heart, that was not her fault. She did so take on with her men, they mistook their erection.
So did I mind to build upon a foolish woman's promise.
Well, she laments, sir, for it, that it would yearn your heart to see it. Her husband goes this morning a birding.
What?
She desires you once more to come to her between 8 and 9. I must carry her word quickly. She'll make you amends, I warrant.
Well, I will visit her, tell her so, and better think what a man is. Let her consider his frailty, and then judge of my merit.
I will tell her.
Do so. Between 9 and 10, says thou?
8 and 9, sir.
Well, be gone. I will not miss her.
Peace be with you, sir.
I marvel I hear not of Master Broom. He sent me word to stay within. I like his money well. Oh, here he comes.
Bless you, sir.
Now, Master Broom, you come to know what has passed between me and Ford's wife.
Yeah, that indeed, Sir John, is my business.
Well, Master Broom, I will not lie to you. I was at her house the hour she appointed me.
And sped you, sir?
Very ill-favoredly, Master Broom.
How so, sir? Did she change her determination?
No, Master Broom, but the picking cornuto, her husband, Master Broom, dwelling in a continual larum of jealousy, comes me in the instant of our encounter, after we'd embraced, kissed, protested, as it were, spoke the prologue of our comedy, and at his heels a rabble of his companions, thither provoked and instigated by his distemper, and forsooth, to search his house for his wife's love.
What? While you were there?
While I was there.
And did he search for you and could not find you?
Usually, as good luck would have it, comes in when Mistress Page gives intelligence of Ford's approach, and in her invention and Ford's wife's distraction, they conveyed me into a buck basket.
A buck basket?
Yes, a buck basket. Rammed me in with foul shirts and smocks, socks, foul stockings, greasy napkins. That Master Broom there was the rankest compound of villainous smell that ever offended nostril.
And how long lay you there?
Nay, you shall hear, Master Broom, what I've suffered to bring this woman to evil for your good. Being thus crammed in the basket, a couple of Ford's knaves, his hinds, were called forth by their mistress to carry me in the name of foul clothes to Datchet Lane. They took me on their shoulders, met the jealous knave, their master, in the door.
Huh?
who asked them once or twice what they had in their basket.
Oh.
I quaked for fear lest the loon would have searched it. But fate, ordaining he should be a cuckold, held his hand. Well, on went he for a search, and away went I for foul clothes. But mark the sequel, Master Broom. I suffered the pangs of three several deaths. First, an intolerable fright to be detected with a jealous, rotten bellwether.
Sir.
Next, to be compassed like a good bilbo in the circumference of a peck, hilt to point, heel to head. And then to be stopped in like a strong distillation with stinking clothes that fretted in their own grease. Think of that, a man of my kidney. Think of that, that I'm as subject to heat as butter. A man of continual dissolution and thaw. It was a miracle to escape suffocation. And in the height of this bath, when I was more than half stewed in grease like a Dutch dish, to be thrown into the Thames and cooled, glowing hot in that surge, like a horseshoe. Think of that, hissing hot. Think of that, Master Broom.
In good sadness, sir, I'm sorry that for my sake you suffered. My suit, then, is desperate. You'll undertake her no more.
Master Broom, I will be thrown into Etna as I've been into Thames ere I will leave her thus. Her husband is this morning gone a-birding. I've received from her another embassy of meeting. Twixt 8 and 9 is the hour, Master Broom.
It is past 8 already, sir.
Is it? I will then address me to my appointment. Come to me at your convenient leisure, and you shall know how I speed. And the conclusion shall be crowned with your enjoying her. And you shall have her, Master Broom. Master Broom, you shall cuckold Ford.
Is this a vision? Is this a dream? Do I sleep? Master Ford, awake, awake, Master Ford. There's a hole made in your best coat, Master Ford. This 'tis to be married. This 'tis to have linen and buck baskets. Well, I will proclaim myself what I am. I will now take the lecher. He is at my house. He cannot escape me. 'Tis impossible he should. He cannot creep into a halfpenny purse nor into a pepper pot. But lest the devil that guides him should aid him, I will search impossible places. Though what I am I cannot avoid, yet to be what I would not shall not make me tame. If I have horns to make me mad, let the proverb go with me, and I'll be horn mad.